News. I'm Mike Hempen. President-elect Trump will be sworn in about an hour in a ceremony that will be indoors at the Capitol Rotunda due to intense cold. Earlier this morning, Trump attended a prayer service at St. John's Episcopal Church. He and his wife Melania later met President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden for coffee and tea at the White House. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports, Biden and Trump will be riding together to the inauguration site.
They will make the joint ride together to the Capitol, and that is always one of the most striking symbols of the transfer of power here in America.
After taking office, President-elect Trump is expected to sign a series of executive orders aimed at remaking U.S. immigration policies and one rolling back protections for transgender people. An incoming White House official says the federal government will recommend only two genders, male and female. In his final hours in office, President Biden has pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House committee that investigated the January 6th attack on the Capitol. It's an extraordinary use of the powers of the presidency to guard against potential revenge by the incoming Trump administration. Southern California residents are bracing for gusty winds and a heightened risk of wildfires. National Weather Service senior meteorologist Andrew Rourke in California says the return of the strong Santa Ana winds will hinder firefighting efforts following recent gains.
Fortunately, we've had good weather for the firefighters for the past few days. Unfortunately, today's weather will be very detrimental to the firefighters. The Eden fire should be sheltered somewhat from these winds, and the Palisades fire a little bit more, but still there will be much more winds, much lower humidities today, so that will hinder the firefighting efforts.
This is AP News. One of the Israeli hostages freed on the first day of the Gaza ceasefire says in her first comments since being released that she has, quote, returned to life. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a teen in court for stabbing three girls in England, an attack that sparked riots.
A teenager has pleaded guilty to charges of killing three girls and wounding 10 other people in a stabbing rampage at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in England last summer. Axel Rudakubana faces trial at Liverpool Crown Court on three counts of murder, 10 counts of attempted murder, and additional charges related to possessing the poison ricin and for having an Al-Qaeda manual. The July 29 stabbings led to a week of rioting across parts of England and Northern Ireland after the suspect was falsely identified as an asylum seeker who had recently arrived in Britain by boat, when in fact he was born in Wales. Karen Shamas, London.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.